All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, happy to be talking to an individual with a big upcoming fight on May the 7th, Bellator 258 taking place, and a lightweight collision bolstering the card between Peter Queeley and Patricky Pitbull. And I have Patricky on the show. I'm just kind of wondering how Patricky is feeling right now.
Como você está se sentindo agora?
I feel great. I feel angry. I feel excited to back to the cage, and I'm ready to do my job.
Yeah, and you know, making a return to the Bellator cage for the first time in a meaningful period there, just, you know, fighting overseas and stuff like that. I'm wondering how Patricky feels getting ready to return back to Bellator competition specifically.
Faz um bom tempo, né, que você não luta no Bellator. Como é que você se sente retornando à competição na organização?
I'm feel happy. I'm feel ready to back to the cage and finish my opponents.
Absolutely, and I kind of wanted to touch on the run in Ryzen a little bit there, because getting some good victories for sure and getting to a good placement within that lightweight Grand Prix they were having there. How was Patricky's experience competing in Ryzen overall?
Como foi sua experiência de competir lá no Ryzen no geral?
I make my dream, so was very little bit crazy and very excited, but it's 100% perfect. Just, no, 100% perfect, but was like a 99 perfect. Just need to take the belt when they finish the last fight, but was perfect for me. Meet the Japanese guys and meet the Japan and make my dream soccer kick. And that's it.
Yeah, it was great. And I'd seen a tweet that you had a little bit ago saying you want to decorate the gym with the Japanese flag. So it seems like you very much have respect for the Japanese people quite a bit.
Yes, the Japanese people think I will back soon to fight there. So I'm very happy to have a lot of fans from there. Is too much respect from my fans from there. I love Japanese fans because I never saw some like this. The Japanese is unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. The respect dynamic very much over there in Japan, but it seems like the respect maybe not at the forefront of this upcoming fight here, just because there seems to be a fair bit of bad blood there. I'm kind of curious, like, when the rivalry with Peter Queeley initially got going, because it seems like Pitbull Brothers and SBG have had a rivalry, but, like, specifically with Peter Queeley, when did things start kind of getting on the rocks there, or on the outs, I suppose?
É para falar dessa rivalidade com a SBG, com o Peter Queeley.
Como é que é? Cortou.
Para falar da rivalidade entre a Pitbull Brothers e você com o Peter Queeley, a expectativa da luta.
É, eu vou falar em português essa daí. Quando fala de rivalidade é foda. Tem muita coisa que eu quero falar que eu não sei falar inglês, não. A rivalidade entre a SBG e a Pitbull Brothers é uma coisa... Pô, eu adoro isso. Eu adoro essa rivalidade. Eu acho que meu irmão também adora. Eu não quero que isso acabe agora, depois da minha luta. É uma luta que eu ainda quero ver um Pitbull contra um SBG, Leandro contra James Gallagher. São dois grandes... São dois atletas que estão muito próximos ali entre os top 5. Então, contra Peter Queeley é um intruso do meio da história, né? Ele que quis entrar na briga, numa briga que eu tava tendo no Twitter. Ele quis aparecer vai ter o que pediu.
It's a great rivalry. It's something that I wish Bellator focused a little bit more on. The talks have been going on for years, but we're just getting to fight now. My brother just tried them. I'm looking to do the same. But I would like to see more guys from our team fighting more guys from SBG. There's a fight I'm crazy to see. That is Leandro Higo against James Gallagher. I think Gallagher fears him. There are two guys near the top five. It would be interesting for the fans. It would be interesting for us. And I'm sure they have other guys that they would like to have in Bellator fighting. We have some other guys as well. They have other guys under contract, and so do us. So it could make for a very good storyline in the organization. I mean, Peter Quigley himself, he was an intruder in the discussion. SBG guys were saying shit to us on Twitter, and he came out of nowhere. He wasn't even under contract, and now we're fighting. So I hope Bellator picks up on this. I hope the fans picks up on this, and that we keep destroying them one after another.
Yeah, well, I love, like, the gym rivalry kind of dynamic. It reminds me of, like, the Pride Fighting Championship days almost a little bit. But I'm kind of curious because this bout was initially scheduled for an earlier point in 2020. I'm kind of wondering how Patricky feels with this fight finally coming to fruition and just finally happening here.
Dessa luta finalmente acontecendo, teve todos os problemas de 2020 e agora está, né, finalmente para acontecer.
É, eu lembro, na verdade, essa rivalidade lembra também. Antes dele perguntar isso, era a resposta que eu ia dar, mas eu nem citei. Como é que foi a pergunta bem?
Como é que você se sente dessa luta finalmente acontecendo?
Ah, eu tô pronto, tô feliz. O que tava pra acontecer vai acontecer. Então, sem muitas palavras pra expressar isso. Só sei que vai acontecer e já tá mais que na hora.
Yeah, it's something like BTT and shooting boxing, right? Like you just said, and that's what this could be if done right. So let's see how things go from here. But I hope ours is more one-sided. About fighting Quigley, it's been a long time coming, but I'm happy. I believe what's supposed to happen will happen. It's already been decided, and I just want to go in there and have my hands raised.
And I mentioned the bad blood heading into this fight. I'm kind of curious, though, if there's anything that Peter Quigley does on the level of just martial arts skill that impresses Patricky at all.
Teve muita discussão, né, em promoção dessa luta. Eu queria saber se tem alguma coisa que Peter Quigley faz em termos das habilidades técnicas dele que me impressiona.
A língua, ele fala muito, mas só que ultimamente, quando a data está se aproximando, eu não sei o que está acontecendo com ele, o que aconteceu com a língua dele, que ele está bem caladinho. Eu acho que ele está vendo que a realidade está chegando e que o que ele falou, agora ele vai ter que provar e fazer.
His mouth. He likes to talk a lot of shit. That's what impresses me. He's a very talkative person, but it's funny, when we were supposed to fight back in October, a couple months before the fight, he wasn't saying anything. And now we're about to fight, and he hasn't said anything either. So I guess he realized that his time is coming, and he can't run away from it anymore. So he was talking when he knew I couldn't put my hands on him. And now that he knows it's going to happen, he changed.
Yeah, and this is just an interesting fight here coming up, really high stakes in the division overall. It seems like Patricky has been calling for an interim 155-pound title a couple times on Twitter there. Like, what's motivating Patricky to want to vie for that interim belt? Is it just a dynamic of not wanting to you know, get out there and fight his brother, who's the reigning champion, or just a matter of keeping the division moving? The lightweight title was last contested for May 2019.
Sobre essa questão da luta, né? Você falou, tweetou sobre ter um cinturão interino. Isso é um desejo porque você não quer enfrentar o seu irmão, porque ele não vai abrir mão do cinturão, ou é só uma questão de manter a divisão andando, já que ele não defende o cinturão, vai fazer 2 anos?
Eu acho que é para manter a divisão funcionando, né? A divisão andando, porque faz um bom tempo que Patrício não luta pelo cinturão, infelizmente, não por culpa dele, mas sei lá, pela pandemia, por tudo que está acontecendo. Então, eu acho que é a melhor forma de fazer a divisão andar, de movimentar e criar novos desafios.
Yes, it's about keeping the division moving. Patricio hasn't defended the title, not because he didn't want to. We had the pandemic, we had a lot of stuff going on, but he already said he would vacate. If as long as that doesn't happen, he remains champion. I think the division needs to move on, so that's why I mentioned an interim title. I would rather fight for the vacant title. No one's at fault here, but everyone's careers need to move on, the division needs to move on, so that's the best course of action right now.
Yeah, definitely a fair point there, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this, because Scott Coker was on a media call yesterday just fielding some questions there, and the idea of Patricky fighting Patricio for the lightweight title was put out there, and he said something to the effect of, oh, you know, those guys might be just crazy enough to do it. Would Patricky fight Patricio Pitbull for the lightweight title if it ever came down to it?
Ontem teve um media call do Scott, e o pessoal da mídia perguntou a ele sobre você e seu irmão lutando. E Scott respondeu que, assim, vocês são loucos o suficiente para talvez fazer isso. Você acha que há alguma possibilidade dessa luta sair?
Eu falo para ele, pergunto se ele acha que eu tenho possibilidade de vencer meu irmão. Meu irmão tá batendo em todo mundo agora, muito fácil.
Você tá perdendo seu irmão? Fala, bora mais, que é o campeonato
é. Meu irmão tá numa fase muito... Eu tenho até medo de treinar com ele nesse momento. Ele tá numa fase muito boa.
Have you seen what my brother has been doing to people? I'm afraid to get in the cage with him right now.
No, fair enough. I mean, he has been really just, you know, tearing through everybody in front of him, no doubt. But I wanted to address a post that Patricky had up just kind of earlier on in March there. He was shouting out the 10-year anniversary of his Bellator debut, just getting that big victory in the Rob McCullough fight and beating the tournament favorite. I'm kind of curious if, like, Patricio can kind of talk about just that journey with Bellator and hitting that milestone and kind of growing alongside the company.
Recentemente você fez uma postagem de 10 anos na organização. Eu estou um pouco curioso de saber o que significa essa jornada para ele, como é que ele avalia tudo que ele fez até chegar aqui e onde ele está.
Foi uma postagem, vamos dizer assim, de, sei lá, talvez ter até um pouco mais de reconhecimento dentro da organização. Não sei se é esse tempo todo parado, um ano e pouco que eu tô parado, que me fez pensar nisso, mas eu acho que é um pouco isso também.
Um pouco isso que eu não entendi.
De ser reconhecido um pouco mais na organização.
Mas ele está perguntando da sua trajetória, a análise que você faz da sua trajetória.
Eu acho que minha trajetória no Bellator foi muito boa. Poderia ter sido melhor, acho, se eu tivesse tido a oportunidade de ter lutado pelo cinturão antes. Eu só tive uma oportunidade de ter lutado pelo cinturão durante esses 10 anos, então... Por todo esse tempo que eu tô no Bellator, eu deveria ter lutado várias vezes. ter sido campeão e ter continuado campeão por um longo tempo.
I believe I did some great things, but I have some ups and downs. Things weren't the best at the start. I didn't make much money. I had to go through some hard situations on the previous administration. But there's one thing, though, that still remains a bit unsettling for now, is that in 10 years in Bellator, I only got one title shot, in a 4 weeks' notice. And I've been in position to fight for the title before, even when Primus was the champion. And if I had been given a proper opportunity to fight for the title with a full camp and opportunity, I believe my history here could have been very different. I could have been the champion already, I could have title defense. Oh, I could have lost and fought for it again and regained it. That's something we'll never know. I'm proud of what I built, but there are still much more things that I still want to build before I call it quits.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about that milestone. Just feels like there's so many more great memories to come over the next few years here. But I'm kind of just, you know, wanting to be mindful of Patricky's time and presumably busy schedule. So is there anything Patricky would like to sort of add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping up here?
Diz que seria legal se isso acontecesse e que é legal de fazer 10 anos na organização e ainda ver que a motivação de construir muito mais. Para encerrar, tem alguma mensagem que você gostaria de deixar para os fãs, algo que tenha acontecido com você recentemente? Alguma mensagem de despedida aí?
Eu só tenho que agradecer a Deus, eu só tenho que agradecer pela organização. Durante essa pandemia, muita coisa louca passou na minha cabeça. A gente às vezes se sente um pouco desmotivado, mas quando a gente para pensar o que a gente já fez na vida e o que a gente pode fazer, a gente dá uma levantada, sacode a poeira e continua lutando.
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone who supports me, the organization, to be able to be fighting during the pandemic. It's been crazy around the world right now. We've had to cope with several things we never expected. But I'm just thankful. And I'm excited to get back in the cage, to keep fighting and keep getting the support of you guys and making my history to the top.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fight here. We have Patricky Pitbull and Peter Queeley fighting May 7th at Bellator 258 in what should be an exciting lightweight fight. And yeah, a lot of bad blood finally settling the score on this one, but I appreciate both of you guys making the time and everything like that, and hopefully both of you enjoy the rest of your day there too.
Thank you.